Hit songs are, well, hit songs for a reason, and it's usually because the whole world is absolutely in love with it, but there's always that one person who hates it, and it's not always who you think it is. Right now, we're bringing you 12 musical artists who actually hated their own hit songs right here on Listed. I know what you're probably thinking. How could the one person who hates said popular song be the one who sings it? Well, I don't know about you, but I totally get where they're coming from. If you have to sing one song almost all the time because once upon a time it was a huge hit and everyone knows it, I think you'd probably get tired of it too. And that's exactly how Demi Lovato felt about her song, Give Your Heart a Break. The song did pretty well on the radio and was even covered by the cast of Glee for crying out loud.
Baby, I'm not like the rest. Don't wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared it's wrong, like you might make a mistake.
So of course, everyone wants to hear Demi sing it because her voice is incredible. Unfortunately, in an interview with Latina Magazine back in 2016, Demi started talking about radio hits and how she doesn't really care for them and that she would rather make more meaningful music. She said, quote, "I don't care about radio hits. When you try hard for that, it doesn't happen. It's songs like Stone Cold that I don't get tired of singing on tour. I get tired of singing Give Your Heart a Break and even Confident already." Ugh. I guess even some of the catchiest and best tunes get tiresome to sing. Well, either way, they get tiresome or the artist just comes to the realization that the song isn't them. Okay, well that was super specific, but that's exactly what Selena Gomez had to say for why she doesn't like to perform Come and Get It.
So baby, whenever you're ready.
Like her former BFF Demi, Selena gave Entertainment Weekly a breakdown of her revival tour set list and admitted finding difficulty in performing Come and Get It. She said, quote, "I love Stargate more than anything, but it's very difficult for me to perform live. It's not my song. To me, it sounds like a Rihanna reject." Ouch! But of course, Stargate didn't take this personally. They actually went on to work with Cell on the song Same Old Love, and look how that one turned out. While both Demi and Selena started to dislike their hit songs after they became popular, Ariana Grande never actually gave hers a chance. You know the song Bang Bang that was sung by Jessie J and also featured Nicki Minaj and had Ariana on the track?
She might have let you hold her hand in school, but I'ma show you how to graduate.
Well, according to Wendy Goldstein, who's the executive VP and head of urban A&R at Republic Records, Bang Bang was originally written for Ari, and after she cut it and heard it, she quote unquote hated it. Here's where it gets even more interesting. After that whole debacle happened, Wendy went on to explain that she sent the song to someone else. She told Billboard, quote, "So I sent it to Republic Executive VP Rob Stevenson, got Jessie J on it, and then sent it to Nicki Minaj. I made them finish the record anyways, and then I was scared to send it to Ari, so I sent it to Monty Lipman, who is Republic Records CEO, and said, play this for Ariana. When she heard it, she was like, I want that back. Girl, there's no take backsies here, but she is on the song, so technically it's partially hers, right? Anyways, moving on, when it comes to all of Britney Spears' hit songs over the years, there isn't even one that people hate to hear. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for the Princess of Pop, especially when it comes to this song.
Sometimes I run.
I know, right? I am as equally shocked as you are. While the singer hasn't admitted that In an actual interview, fans found out she wasn't very fond of the song right as she was whisked off stage during her Onyx Hotel tour back in 2003. During the time she was exiting, she said on a hot mic, quote, "I have to go, I haven't even sung sometimes yet." And after getting an answer to her question, she then said, quote, "Oh God, I never liked that song anyways." Shocking, right? And while Lorde can thank her huge hit Royals for basically putting her on the map, she's not quite fond of the tune. The singer actually told Britain's Daily Record newspaper that she would much rather listen to someone else cover the song than her own. She said, quote, "I listen to people covering the song and putting their own spin on it, and I listen to it in every single form except the original one I put out, and I realize that actually it sounds horrible. It sounds like a ringtone from a 2006 Nokia. None of the melodies are cool or good. It's disastrous, awful, but for some reason, in the context of the way I released it, it just worked out."
Let me be your ruler.
The song isn't too bad, but I guess it's different when you kinda sort of have to perform it because everybody knows it. Ah, well, I guess you live and you learn. Next up on our list is Miley Cyrus. If you didn't know by now, her song Party in the USA is basically the unofficial anthem of the United States. Although we as a country love the jam and play it literally every 4th of July, a source revealed to Page Six that back in the day that Miley was sick and tired of hearing the song and apparently told the DJ at the party she attended in Chicago to play any of her tracks except Party in the USA. Miley, you can prevent a DJ from playing that song at a party, but you can't stop the rest of us from listening to the song or quoting it whenever we hop off the plane at LAX. This next one might shock you a bit, but Justin Bieber actually isn't a huge fan of his hit song with Nicki Minaj. That's right, the Biebs hates Beauty and a Beat.
Justin Bieber, you know I'ma hit him with the ether. Buns out, wiener, but I gotta keep an eye out for Selena.
Alright, so hate might be a bit of a strong word, but there's no doubt the singer isn't fond of the song. According to Hollywood Life, the Biebs revealed on the Burt Weiss radio show in 2016 that his hit jam was in fact not his jam. Justin admitted, saying, quote, "I never really liked Beauty and a Beat, but I understood what it was at the time, and it was music that was popular at the time as well, but I was never really a huge fan of that song." Something tells me he probably wasn't a huge fan of Nicki's line, "You gotta keep an eye out for Selena," because of their roller coaster of a relationship, but who am I to judge? Telephone was one of the best music videos to ever come from Lady Gaga, but sadly the singer just doesn't love the song. Gaga admitted to Pop Justice, saying, quote, "I hate Telephone. Is that a terrible thing to say? It's the song I have the most difficult time listening to. Ultimately, the mix and the process of getting the production finished was very stressful for me, so when I say it's my worst song, it has nothing to do with the song, just my emotional connection to it." So she doesn't love that masterpiece. I know, it's hard for me to come to terms with too, but here's a bonus fact though. In the same interview, Lady Gaga revealed that the one song she would probably skip over is Money Honey. Well, I guess fair enough. As iconic as Like a Virgin is, Madonna can't help but have some ill feelings towards her hit song. She told New York's Z100 FM back in 2008 this sad confession. Madonna said, quote, "I'm not sure I can sing Holiday or Like a Virgin ever again. I just can't unless somebody paid me like $30 million or something." She made it through the wilderness and just wants nothing to do with it anymore. When it comes to deuces, Tyga is throwing two fingers and saying deuces to his collaboration with Chris Brown and Kevin McCall.
It's like I sent my love with a text two times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind.
According to iHeartRadio, the rapper was on 106 in Park when he said he doesn't really care for that song as much as people think he does. Mandy Moore has the same sentiments as Tyga, but towards her song, I Wanna Be With You and Candy. Yes, you heard me right. I definitely just said Candy. In fact, back in 2006, Mandy said in an interview with K-Rock that if she had the money, she would, quote, give a refund to everyone who bought my first two albums. Well, a worker at the station called Mandy's bluff and claimed that they had bought the album used for $8, and guess what? She had her manager send a letter as well as a refund to that man. Talk about staying true to your word. Next chica on our list is pretty unapologetic when it comes to disliking her hit songs. Rihanna actually admitted in an interview with MTV that she's not a huge fan of some of her hits, and I guess that's okay. Riri said, quote, I've made a lot of songs that are just really big songs from the jump. They just blow up. I wanted songs that I could perform in 15 years. I wanted an album that I could perform in 15 years. Not any songs that were burnt out. I find that when I'm on stage now, I don't want to perform a lot of my songs because they don't feel like me, so I want to make songs that are timeless. So there you have it. Were you surprised by any of these confessions? Let me know in the comment section below. And when you're done with that, hey, you guys could click right over here to check out all the one-hit wonders that we still love today. Do not forget to subscribe to our channel. Thanks for hanging here with me on Clever News. I'm Ryland Adams, and I'll see you next time.